You're listening to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life, the podcast that's raising consciousness one listener at a time. We'll empower you through the shared knowledge of how to physically, mentally, and spiritually change your life and understand that we as humans have a much deeper purpose. Please welcome your host and self-empowerment expert, Trinaise.
Welcome to Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. This is episode 206, Energy, Polarity, and Vortexes, part 2. Welcome back to the show, and thank you for tuning in. Today, we will pick up our discussion on this topic. In part 1, we began to establish the foundation for our discussion on energy, polarity, and vortexes. So please go back and listen to that again if needed. I want to jump right in because I have a lot to share with you. This discussion is going to get very deep, and I believe you will need to listen to all the episodes more than once to absorb the information. Now, when we study energy, as we have in the past, like when we have discussed cancer cells in the body, scientifically, it has been proven that cancer cells have a counterclockwise spin. And that all cells, once they become toxic, damaged, or sick, reverse their polarity and begin to spin counterclockwise. This is the beginning of the breaking down process, a process of cellular decomposition. It starts with the polarity being reversed. Now, if this is allowed to continue, then the polarity of the sick cells begins to affect the healthy cells until they too reverse their spin and begin to break down. This is what is happening on an energetic level within sick or unhealthy cells. The life force becomes very weak and they become acidic in nature. And remember, acidity is normal in a state of death. Cells begin to decompose when something dies, and once it dies, it becomes very acidic. This is the reversing of polarity. And as this continues to get worse, then this is what we call organ failure, or whatever other fancy names we give to the dis-ease state. It's simply a reversal of polarity and a low state of voltage. So if this is not corrected and the energy raised, then the decomposition process will continue. Okay, so what did I tell you about the counterclockwise rotation in part 1? That it's a breaking down, dissolving energy. This counterclockwise rotation is necessary to decompose matter. As soon as the life force is removed from a biological being, the energy within its matter begins to spin counterclockwise in order to decompose it and return it back to the earth. And I stress that the point at which the life force becomes too weak to sustain a forward motion, it begins to spin backward due to damage or toxicity. This happens on all levels, physically, mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. This is why you want to feed yourself positive thought forms, because if negative thought forms become your dominant energy, then they will cause your mental state and energy to take on a counterclockwise spin. And this is what we call negativity. And this will end up affecting your health in the long run. On every level, it will affect your life. And I want to take note of the word dominant. You want to have a positive dominant energy. This is very important. When you are living and desiring to grow and evolve, you do not want the counterclockwise energy to be dominant in your life, not in your mind, body, emotions, or in the world around you. You see, we have both within us, but we should always be striving for the dominance of positivity. Beings that are dominant in positive energy are very powerful beings. And once you reach this state, then you have access to universal powers. And we're going to talk more about that in part 3, because, as I said, this discussion is going to get very deep. I want to be clear about the idea of being positive. Yes, there will always be things that will happen that seem to be negative, but it is your job to see all things from a higher perspective, because we know that in the end, all things work for good when you believe that they will. Belief and perception are the keys to creating your reality. So in order to keep your vibration high, you must believe that all things are working for your highest good. And this can only happen if you perceive your reality from a higher perspective. You have to do this no matter what's going on. The devil may plan, but God is the best of planners. And this has to be what you truly believe. When you are in balance and in a healthy state, mentally, physically, spiritually, and emotionally, then the dominant energy in your life and your field is a clockwise rotation. This is when you are in a healing and evolving state of consciousness. Now, we know that cancer cells have reversed their polarity and are decomposing because the counterclockwise spin is a decomposing energy. So what else is decomposing or creating negative vortexes when they are spinning counterclockwise? Everything. Anything that is spinning counterclockwise is creating a dissolving, decomposing energy. This is only positive when you want that effect, as in removing dark energy from your home. You want to dissolve that energy. Or from the body, when you're doing energy work, you may want to dissolve something that is very difficult to get rid of. Sometimes you have to open these vortexes to send energy back into them. But again, that's another discussion. To put it simply, you only use it when you need something to be broken down or decomposed. And it is suggested that you are in a higher state of consciousness on the master level of consciousness before you begin to start using negative vortexes for healing. This is not for the average person. It's best that you focus on removing these vortexes from your life and environment at this point. Otherwise, they will block you from being healthy and expanding in consciousness. You want to avoid all things that will cause you and your energy to rotate in a counterclockwise manner. So this means you want to avoid all forms of negativity, because they do not have your best interest at heart. These vortexes are very powerful and they do affect you on every level. This is why we're having this discussion today, because Spirit knows that we have been miseducated and misinformed about these things. So now we are going to look at some things that you need to become aware of that are causing a deteriorating energy within your home, your health, and your life. And again, you must remember that everything is energy. So this affects your life in every way, including your finances, your relationships, your physical possessions, and so on. The information that I'm going to share with you will empower you so that you can change the things that you want to change in your life. Now, one of the first things I want to remind you of is that you need to use a crystal pendulum in order to test the spin of the energy of whatever you are testing. It can be an object, a person, or a thought, because everything is energy. And you need to use a pendulum whenever you cannot see the energy. For example, you can see ceiling fans in your home. So you need to make sure that all your ceiling fans are spinning in a clockwise manner, because if not, they are creating negative vortexes in your home. It's something that is so simple, but it's very powerful. You will feel a big difference when the ceiling fans are spinning in a clockwise direction. It changes the entire energy of the home. Remember, all ceiling fans have a switch on them, and you can reverse the rotation of the blades. So check your fans and make sure that they are spinning clockwise to the right and not to the left. This will begin to change the energy in your home and close off some of those negative vortexes that you can see. Then you can test your dishes, your computers, your cell phones, and the general energy of each room in your house with the pendulum. And use this to start removing negative energies by putting crystals in your home, bringing in positive energies into these rooms to change the energy. And again, if you have ceiling fans in your home, make sure they're all spinning in a clockwise manner. We want to remove all negative vortexes from your home. Now, if you find that something is spinning counterclockwise and you can't get rid of it, then we need to transmute the energy. One of the things you can do is write, "I love you," on this physical object. You can either write it directly on there or you can write it on a piece of paper and tape it on there. And your pendulum will spin to the right for positive energy. It will spin to the left for negative energy. And it will swing back and forth for neutral energy. And some things will be neutral. And you can also help raise the vibration of those things by writing "I love you" on them. You want to hold the intention to reverse it to a positive polarity when you place that "I love you" on it, or when you place these wonderful crystals in your home. You are placing them there with the intention to bring your home to a higher vibration and to a positive polarity. And then give it a couple days and go back and test it. And you can see how it's transmuted that negative energy and now creating a positive spin. It's very interesting to watch. So plastic is something that has a natural counterclockwise spin. And that's something you can transmute because they put all of our food in plastic. And what it does is it shifts the energy of the food that is put in there. So this is all intentional, people. This is not something they don't know what they're doing. They know exactly what they're doing. But you can transmute the energy, like I said, by writing "I love you" on your egg cartons if they're plastic, on your juice cartons, your juice bottles, whatever it is. If it's in plastic, you write "I love you" on it, leave it overnight, and it will shift the energy there. The polarity will turn positive, okay? So another thing about plastic is if it's been in your home for a long time, say some plastic bowls or something, they may be positive when you check them because the energy of your home is dominantly positive and it will shift the energy of that plastic and it will transmute it. So this is why I'm telling you we have to become conscious of these things. It's very interesting to witness this and you can see it for yourself. We want all things to be positive in our lives because we want to be healthy, happy, and to grow in all ways. This can only happen with a positive energy because negative energy breaks things down and decomposes them. I want to be clear so that you really understand and understand why you want to avoid a counterclockwise spin. And this is also referred to as negative energy. This negative polarity creates negative vortexes wherever it's found. Vortexes are energetic portals, and they allow like energy to pass through. So a negative vortex is going to allow negative energy to come into your home or into your body, into your mind, into your spirit, and so on. It comes into your life, and a positive vortex will allow positive energies to come into your mind, your body, and your life. So vortexes are doorways for intelligent energy to pass through. So now begin to close the door to negative energies and guard your life, guard your mind and your home. Last but not least, I want to suggest having your home doused and cured. You should look into this because this is very powerful and you will be amazed at how much we don't know about the energy that is passing through our home. That's connected to geopathic stress and negative energy lines that cross the earth, created by all of this electricity that is actually really bad for us. but you can cure it and make your home very healthy and make it a positive, very high vibrational place for you and your family, where it will nurture you, it will assist you in your awakening. So dowsing and curing the negative energy will absolutely take you and your home to higher levels of consciousness. Find someone in your area who does this. You can look them up online. But for anyone who lives in the Cleveland area, you can also contact me at awakenthehealing.com to schedule a dowsing of your home and office. I would be very happy to help you raise the vibration in your life. We will pick this discussion up in our next episode in part 3. It gets even deeper, so get ready. Until our next show, be loved, peace, and good health.
We appreciate you taking the time to join us for this episode of Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life. Once you've subscribed to the podcast, be sure to visit us at awakenthehealing.com for more ways to maximize your potential for greatness. We look forward to helping you understand your purpose next time on Awaken the Healing, Reclaim Your Life.
You can do whatever you want, just believe in it, believe in it.